The Fruitful Servant,
Preparation for Productive Christian Service,
by Andrew Jerome Young.
Session 4. Pray. Prayer. Under What is Prayer in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the definition is given through a saying of St. John Damascene. Prayer is the raising of one's mind and heart to God, or the requesting of good things from God. The topic on prayer is very large. Here we can only touch briefly on three types of prayers: meditation, vocal prayer, and contemplation. Meditation. Meditation is above all a quest. The mind seeks to understand the why and the how of Christian life, in order to adhere and respond to what the Lord is asking. The required attentiveness is difficult to sustain. We are usually helped by books, and Christians do not want for them. The sacred scriptures, particularly the Gospels, holy icons, liturgical texts of the day or season, writings of the spiritual fathers, works of spirituality, the great books of creation, and that of history,
the page in which the today of God is written.
Meditation engages thought, imagination, emotion, and desire. This mobilization of faculties is necessary in order to deepen our convictions of faith, prompt the conversion of our heart, and strengthen our will to follow Christ. Christian prayer tries above all to meditate on the mysteries of Christ, as in Lectio Divina, or the Rosary. This form of prayerful reflection is of great value, but Christian prayer should go further to the knowledge of the love of the Lord Jesus, to union with Him. Now let us try our hand at meditation. We will use the following gospel passages as starting points and watch how Jesus handles personal attacks, comparing His actions with how we react to our colleagues, relatives, and those beneath our standards. The chief priest and the whole council tried to find evidence against Jesus that would warrant a death sentence, but failed to find any. Many gave false evidence against Him, but their statements did not tally. Then the high priest rose to his feet and questioned Jesus, "Have you no answer to the accusations that these witnesses bring against you?" But He remained silent and made no reply.
And when He was accused by the chief priests and elders, He made no answer.
Then Pilate said to Him, "Do you not hear how many things they are testifying against you?" But He did not answer him one word, so that the governor was greatly amazed. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been wanting to see Him for a long time, because he had heard about Him and was hoping to see Him perform some sign. He questioned Him at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate then had Jesus taken away and scourged, and after this, the soldiers twisted some thorns into a crown and put it on his head and dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him and saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and slapping him in the face. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is Golgotha. There they crucified him.
Please ponder the above for a minute.
Vocal prayer. As the name implies, this type involves speaking. Vocal prayer is an essential element of Christian life. To his disciples, drawn by their master's silent prayer, Jesus teaches a vocal prayer, the Our Father. He not only prayed aloud the liturgical prayers of the synagogue, but as the Gospel shows, he raised his voice to express his personal prayer from exultant blessing of the Father to the agony of Gethsemane. Because it is external and so thoroughly human, vocal prayer is the form of prayer most readily accessible to groups. Together, now let us practice vocal prayer by saying a decade of the Rosary. Before we start, let us read one more note from the Catechism. By words, mental or vocal, our prayer takes flesh. Yet it is most important that the heart should be present to him to whom we are speaking in prayer. Whether or not our prayer is heard depends not on the number of words, but on the fervor of our souls. Please listen to the readings and think about them as you pray. The Bible texts are from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. The third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Spirit. When Pentecost Day came around,
they had all met together,
when suddenly there came from heaven a sound as of a violent wind which filled the entire house in which they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire. These separated and came to rest on the head of each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak different languages as the Spirit gave them the power to express themselves.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Now there were devout men living in Jerusalem from every nation under heaven, and at this sound they all assembled. And each one was bewildered to hear these men speaking his own language. Everyone was amazed and perplexed. They asked one another what it all meant. Some, however, laughed it off. They have been drinking too much new wine, they said.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Then Peter stood up with the 11 and addressed them in a loud voice. Men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, make no mistake about this, but listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you imagine. Why? It is only the third hour of the day. On the contrary, this is what the prophet was saying. In the last days, the Lord declares, I shall pour out my Spirit on all humanity. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young people shall see visions. Your old people dream dreams.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Men of Israel, listen to what I am going to say. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God by the miracles and portents and signs that God worked through him when he was among you, as you know.
This man, who was put into your power by the deliberate intention and foreknowledge of God, you took and had crucified and killed by men outside the law. but God raised him to life. Now raised to the heights of God's right hand, he has received from the Father the Holy Spirit, who was promised, and what you see and hear is the outpouring of that Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hearing this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, brothers?" "You must repent," Peter answered, "and every one of you must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." They accepted what he said and were baptized. That very day about 3,000 were added to their number.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Contemplation. What is contemplative prayer? Saint Teresa answers, "Contemplative prayer, in my opinion, is nothing else than a close sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with him who we know loves us." There are many degrees of contemplation, but a simple way to begin is by examining the word itself. Contemplation is a combination of the prefix con, which means with, and templum, which means a place set apart. To contemplate is to be with God in a place set apart. This place is the heart. One cannot always meditate, but one can always enter into inner prayer independently of the conditions of health, work, or emotional state. The heart is the place of this quest and encounter, in poverty and in faith. Do you not realize that you are a temple of God, with the Spirit of God living in you? The word temple also comes from templum. In contemplation, there are no books or aids involved. We purposely make time for God and focus on Him who lives in us and loves us. Ideally, this happens in a quiet environment, such as a chapel, and for a set duration. But whatever and wherever we desire to be conscious of God's presence, we can always turn our attention to Him. At home, in the car or bus, at the office, on the street, in the park, while waiting, when we cannot sleep, when we are dealing with a problem, and so on. We will try that now. Just relax and look inside yourself for God. God who conquers all in heroic silence, who wins for you with absolute trust in the Father, who gives you the Holy Spirit that you may bear fruit overwhelmingly. Please contemplate for a minute. Thank you. instructions. Each day, it is important to spend some quiet moments with God through contemplation and meditation. Turn off the radio and television. Your vocal prayers, such as the Holy Rosary, ought not to be mere recitations, but from the heart, and accompanied by contemplation and meditation. Prayers of petition should be as Jesus taught in the Gospel text below. They should not take long, only a few moments, filled with faith and reverence for God. When you pray according to Jesus' teachings, your Heavenly Father will reward you richly. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. Very truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who searches finds. Everyone who knocks will have the door opened. Is there anyone among you who would hand his son a stone when he asked for bread? Or would you hand him a snake when he asks for a fish? If you, then evil as you are, know how to give your children what is good, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In truth, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, be pulled up and thrown into the sea, with no doubt in his heart, but believing that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. I tell you, therefore, everything you ask and pray for, believe you have it already, and it will be yours. Everything is possible to one who believes. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be complete. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Session 5. You will receive power. The goal of this session is for us to be more conscious of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and for us to be more aware of his gifts and fruit. At confirmation, the bishop said the following to all candidates. My dear candidates for confirmation, by your baptism you have been born again in Christ, and you have become members of Christ and his priestly people. Now you are to share in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit among us. The Spirit sent by the Lord upon his apostles at Pentecost, and given by them and their successors to the baptized. The promised strength of the Holy Spirit, which you are to receive, will make you more like Christ and help you to be witnesses to his suffering, death, and resurrection. It will strengthen you to be active members of the Church and to build up the body of Christ in faith and love. When we are ready to be sent out for productive work, the Holy Spirit will accentuate in us one or more of his gifts and fruit. We should therefore at least know about their existence and try to recognize which ones are operating in us. Fruit. Tradition lists 12 fruit of the Holy Spirit. 9 of them are named in the following scripture text. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The others are goodness, modesty, and chastity. Gifts. Tradition lists 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and the fear of the Lord. In the passages below, St. Paul describes additional ones. The particular manifestation of the Spirit granted to each one is to be used for the general good. To one is given from the Spirit the gift of utterance expressing wisdom. to another the gift of utterance expressing knowledge, in accordance with the same Spirit, to another faith, from the same Spirit, and to another the gifts of healing, through this one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the power of distinguishing spirits, to one the gift of different tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues.
But at work in all these is one and the same Spirit, distributing them at will to each individual.
Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them. If prophecy, in portion to the faith. If ministry, in ministering. If one is a teacher, in teaching. If one exhorts, in exhortations. If one contributes, in generosity. If one is over others, with diligence. If one does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. And to some his gift was that they should be apostles, and to some prophets, to some evangelists, to some pastors and teachers, to knit God's holy people together for the work of service to be built up the body of Christ. As each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever preaches, let it be with the words of God. Whoever serves, let it be with the strength that God supplies. The following activity may help us to discover the kind of work the Holy Spirit wishes us to do.
It may also dispel any mistaken notions of tasks we desire but which are not meant for us. It may help to destroy our jealousies, illusions, and false ambitions.
It gives us direction, concentrates our energies on our strength, and lets us function in joy, humility, and genuine holiness. Please answer the following question by not even a little, or perhaps a hint, or moderately, or quite a fair bit. Most of your answers will be not even a little, or perhaps a hint. To what extent are the gifts of the Holy Spirit emphasized in me? Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues, ministry, teaching, exhortation, contribution of money, leadership, works of mercy, apostle, evangelist, pastor, preaching,
service.
Please answer the following question by not even a little, or perhaps a hint, moderately, or quite a fair bit. To what extent am I allowing the fruits of the Holy Spirit to develop in me? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity,
faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, goodness, modesty, chastity. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. The preeminent gift we received at baptism is the person of the Holy Spirit. Let us cherish him and walk in his presence. Keep in mind also that the greatest fruit of the Holy Spirit is love. The charisms of the Holy Spirit are intended for the common good of the Church. Remember that it is not how many other gifts have been given to us that is important, but what we do with the ones we have. That is why I'm reminding you now to fan into a flame the gift of God that you possess through the laying on of my hands. God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but the spirit of power and love and self-control. Working together, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, "In an acceptable time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Above all, maintain the fervor of your love for one another, because love cancels a host of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As good stewards of the varied gifts given you by God, let each use the gift he has received in service to others. Keep in touch with your co-workers. Try to arrange among yourselves times to meet for praying, for attending Holy Mass as a body, or for sharing. Scripture says, "We must consider how to rouse one another to love and good works. We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another, and this all the more, as you see the day drawing near."
The Fruitful Servant by Andrew Jerome Young was recorded at the studios of Radio Maria in Toronto, Canada, and read by Stuart McDougall. The rosary is prayed by his wife, Linda. The music is courtesy of Figlio del Divino Amore. The songs used were Donna la Pace and Bravi Mir